What are the other clinical research issues out there right now that you're interested in and you'd like to see pursued?
My first-line randomized trial is called the DREAM trial. It's like an Optimox 3 trial. In this trial, we compare again FOLFOX and Xerox regimen with bevacizumab, but this time the Xerox regimen is modified to be, I believe, more tolerable than the original one. It's a 1 week on, 1 week off, meaning that the dose of oxaliplatin is slightly reduced, limiting the acute symptoms that you can have with a high dose of oxaliplatin, the same dose as in the FOLFOX, so it would be a very, very fair comparison with the addition of bevacizumab. And we are evaluating after the 6 cycles of oxaliplatin, either FOLFOX or Xerox, patients are randomized between bevacizumab as maintenance alone and bevacizumab plus erlotinib. So it's not the monoclonal antibody, it's the tyrosine kinase inhibitor in combination with bevacizumab, which is evaluated as maintenance therapy without chemo. I still believe that maintenance therapy without chemo would be better than chemo.
What do we know about erlotinib and erlotinib plus bevacizumab in colorectal cancer?
We have limited data. If we combine both, we have safety data. We have no efficacy data to say that it will be much better. We know that it's difficult to combine erlotinib with chemo. So in the DREAM study, it's not combined with chemo.
Do we know anything about efficacy at all with erlotinib alone or erlotinib plus bevacizumab?
Not yet, no.
No,
it's a study to evaluate the value of erlotinib in first-line treatment of colorectal cancer.
Interesting. How do you think the erlotinib is going to play out in terms of tolerability and safety in this situation?
We know very well the side effects of erlotinib, which is used in many other cancers. It's tolerable if it's given as a single agent. With bevacizumab, we know that the safety of bevacizumab alone is a very low toxic drug, so I'm confident that we can succeed to have a low toxicity maintenance regimen without chemo.
Are you going to be looking at EGFR in these patients?
No more.
Any other markers that you're going to try to look at?
We would have liked to look at KRAS mutation, but it cannot be done prospectively, unfortunately.